you like this kind of music, you might like another show on the WRCT schedule, the whole thing of which you can see at wrct.org/schedule. Maybe you should check that, because some of the shows have shifted around for the spring schedule. But right now I'm talking about the Don Juan Love Hour, which is love ballads and a side of word salads. The Don Juan Love Hour provides all of the best noise the FM waves have to offer. Keep the love moving, the wheels cruising, and the music grooving during the Don Juan Love Hour. That's Wednesdays starting at 2 p.m. exclusively right here on WRCT 88.3 FM, Pittsburgh. I thought it was you. About 9 p.m., which means it's almost time for the end of From the Basement here on WRCT Pittsburgh. We're airing this show again on February 14th and on February 21st, and that whole weekend of the 21st, 22nd, 23rd will be a different schedule. It'll be Massive Music Weekend, where WRCT DJs will be playing their favorite artists, a different artist every 30 minutes. All weekend long, even in the early morning and late night. So we'll see you in a few weeks. Until then, thanks for tuning in to From the Basement here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
It's just now past the top of the hour here on WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. Today is Friday, February 7th, 2025. And this is a program we all like to call Viva La Mac.
KIX Morning News Update. Mark's promise to rewrite rock history was prematurely and tragically interrupted last night when an overwhelming power surge totally destroyed Carnegie Hall and blacked out the entire city. Survivors describe the destruction as evil, spooky, and wow, bad karma, man. Our cameras are on the scene.
My name is Mark Banks. I know you love the thing you got. change. How many lives you live is strange. Where were you while we were getting high? Slowly walking down the hall, faster than a cannonball. Where were you while we were getting high? Someday you will find me caught beneath the landslide in a champagne supernova in the sky. Someday you will find me caught beneath the landslide in a champagne supernova. And ask her why. Dream a dream, she never dies. Wipe that tear away now from your eyes. Slowly walking down the hall, faster than a cannonball. Where were you while we were getting high? Someday you will find me caught beneath the landslide in a champagne supernova in the sky.
Blind man cross the road, trying to make the other side. Ever seen a young girl growing old, trying to make herself a blind? As a young man, and all I thought I had to do was smile. You are still a young girl, and you bought everything in. sixpence for your sake, and take a bottle full of rye. Four and 20 blackbirds in a cake, and bake them all in a pie. They told me you missed school today, so what I suggested, just throw them all away. The handbags and the glad rags that your poor old granddad had to stop to buy. You just throw them all away. Handbags and the glad rags that your poor old granddad had to sweat to buy.
forget these scars. Back home we're divided with a forced confusion. Cause if we saw eye to eye, they never reach their goals. But if desperate measures can help bring us together,
single from the Mommy Head's brand new album One-Eyed Band with Chicken Soup. Wrapping up that set of music. Before that, went back to the Wayback Machine, pulled out some vintage Rod Stewart with Handbags and Glad Rags. Matt Pond, PA, who was just in town a couple days ago. Don't know if he went to the show. If he did, let me know. Playing down at the Pittsburgh Winery, doing his version of Oasis's Champagne Supernova. Granddaddy from their latest release, Blue Wave, with Jukebox App, and start off the entire set with some Lou Reed. Lou Reed from the Rock and Rule soundtrack with My Name is Mock, because indeed, my name is Paul, but it's a show called Viva La Mock. So people call me Mock. They call me the Mockster. Some call me Paul. Who knows? You can actually call me, 412-268-WRCT, 412-268-9728. That is the request line if there's something you want to hear. That's how it works. I'm looking at all the records and the CDs and the 8-tracks that I pulled, and I'm thinking, do I have enough for a 4-hour show? I'm not sure. I mean, we'll have a 4-hour show. Somehow I'll manage, but I might be struggling. I always say that, and then all of a sudden I look and I'm not struggling because I still have leftover stuff. Because you know why? You called that number, 412-268-WRCT, and said, Mockster, I've got a request. Or you emailed me. It's the easiest way, the safest way. WRCTRequest@gmail.com is the email address to reach the Viva La Mock radio program. WRCTRequest@gmail.com. If you have a suggestion for a song, that's the best way to get it to me so that I know that you want to hear it, and then I do my best to play it for you. How about some Fun Boy 3 to keep this party going?
Shield, nothing was me. could do about it.
Royal Trucks wrapping up that set of music with their version of the theme from MASH. I was watching a little MASH before I came in to do this little radio program. Just proved, you know, there's 4,000 channels and nothing on. There was nothing on. So I was like, let me go to one of these, like, obscure high channels on my cable dial. I was like, there's MASH. You can never go wrong with MASH. And it was a two-parter, so I had to watch both parts, which didn't really take up that much time. So the good news is Klinger did not get court-martialed, and I was getting a little concerned there and how they were going to pull it off with their crazy hijinks. He's picking a mash. You know what? I would have been really perfect if I would have come out of that right into... I have a song called Alan Alda that I'm going to be playing later on the show. So, yeah, I don't plan these things. They just sometimes happen. How about before the Royal Trucks, what else was in the set of music? Overwhelming Color Fast doing their version of You Keep Me Hanging On from the Bender EP. Also played The Damned in there doing their cover of Love's Alone Again Or. Damned on tour. Damned if I've ever seen them. I remember a long time ago when they played a reunion tour and played at Club Laga, RIP, in Oakland. And I chose not to go. And then all the reports were like, you miss a damn good show. And I did. So I might have to travel to Cleveland, where I know the tour's coming in May, and check out The Damned. Apparently with most, if not all, original members touring this time around. Before The Damned, how about some Teenage Fan Club from their latest album? The album's actually called... I've got it written down here somewhere. Nothing Lasts Forever. But you heard Back to the Light from that album. And Funboy 3. Funboy 3 start off the entire set with their version of Our Lips Are Sealed. I have to say their version because Terry Hall of the Funboy 3 co-wrote that song with Jane Wiedlin of the Go-Go's, and then they both recorded their versions and released it. So is one a cover of the other? The answer is no. No, they are not. Is the Moxster having a good time? Yes. Yes, yes, he is, and hopefully you are too. I know we've just started, so like how can the bad times roll yet? They're not going to. I've got the bad times set for later, and maybe it's not even in this program. I'm not sure yet. I've put them on a shelf. I've put the bad times on a shelf so that I could curate some enjoyment for you to listen to. Right now. Hey, speaking of enjoyment, you know what? To get the most out of your medications, you need to know what's actually in them. Now, you don't have to go to school for this, because studies show that consumers who have a relationship with their pharmacist know more about their medicines, and they have a clearer understanding on how to use them. So let the one who went to school for all of that, the pharmacist, tell you about your medications and how to best use them, because that's why knowing your pharmacist can make a huge difference just in your health. Yeah, they can be a valuable ally in learning about your medications. They are the best way to establish this. Actually, what I should say is, what is the best way to establish this? I don't know where I'm going with this, but it's easy. It's easy. Just find out what their name is. So when you go to pick it up, they know your name because they ask you what's your name and what's your date of birth. You never say, well, what's your name? Don't ask them their date of birth. Just say, what's your name? Oh, hi, you know? Because to know your medicine is to know your pharmacist. This public service announcement brought to you by the American Pharmacists Association. If you were listening last week, you might have noticed the Moxster took a little hiatus. I don't know why I said it like some sort of stoner voice, but that's not what I did. So what I did was I took a dry January. I did, as I do every year. Take a little break. But this past year, I ended it by going to New Orleans.
When daylight appears through a crack in the curtain, I'm laying in bed staring up at the skirting. I'm alone in my room, but someone is turning the key in the door. Now wake up to find it's still daylight outside. There's a taste in my mouth like the thoughts in my mind. Now wake up to find that I left on the light. The world can take a chance.
just begun.